In this episode, we are going to talk about the social media copy that has made me and my clients millions, millions, millions of dollars. We're going to have so much fun. Let's cue that intro and get started. Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's Rachel. I'm so glad that you're here and that we're hanging out today talking a little bit about the type of content and copy for social media that has generated tons of revenue. Now, I remember when I first started my business, gosh, this was in fall of 2015, and I was full-time in my business by April of 2016, so pretty fast. I remember so many people were talking about how like the only way to make money was with Facebook ads. That was like all the rage. Everyone was talking about it as if it was the only possible way that we could generate money. And it really stressed me out sometimes because I was like, I don't have extra money to just throw at Facebook ads, especially if I don't know that they're going to work. Now, of course, fast forward to today, and I'm so glad that I didn't try to spend money to get clients or revenue back then. I didn't have a funnel, I didn't have an idea what targeting to use, and I certainly hadn't learned the copy that converts. But you know what I did learn during that time? I learned the type of organic copy that generates revenue. And I'm not saying this to sound like dramatic or to exaggerate at all, but that is where my skills in making money and building businesses and securing clients and getting attention and making things sell out, not just for me, but for my clients as well, that is where it all started, was in organic social media copy and content. And like I said, so many people seem to be like poo-pooing organic. And it drove me crazy because I was like, well, I just closed a $32,000 deal from the power of organic messages or the organic posting on LinkedIn. And people would be like, yeah, but what was the ROI of X, Y, and Z? And they were like, don't waste your time on social media. And because of the hunger and the desire and the drive that I had to make an ROI happen, sorry, in about 2 seconds, we're going to hear a little boy run through the door, maybe in 20 seconds. But because of that, I discovered what actually moves the needle and what actually generates revenue. And I filled out webinars for myself, for my services, for my courses using organic social media. Now, back then, I didn't even know what copy meant. Basically, for anyone who's wondering that same thing, because I felt so silly even asking, copy is written word designed to create a certain action, whether it's getting someone to subscribe to your YouTube or getting someone to join your email list or getting someone to buy. It is written words that compel someone to take action. And some people say like, copy is manipulative or persuasive, and I don't even think it has to be. Sometimes copy can just be a soul-to-soul connection that is amplified by social media. And so as I dove in, I started creating, you know, these posts and this different content and discovering what was a dud very, very quickly and then realizing which ones were performing. Now, I would never trade that time of learning organic social media for the world because it was during that time that I learned how to write the copy that would end up selling millions of dollars worth of revenue, not just for myself, but for my clients as well. And I'm so glad I did not give up when everyone said organic social media is useless. But I have spent now the last 5 years researching. And I want you guys to obviously listen to the stories that I share and the experiences, but I want to give you action steps too. I want you to start soaking up content and copy on social media that is working for other people. I have spent hours and hours and hours per week researching what's working. And this is, I think, sometimes a step that a lot of people skip and they don't think it's necessary. And I'm like, but how in the world do you know what works today if you don't do this? And so I recommend either paying for someone to teach you what's working today, whether it's through courses or through, you know, mentorship or whatever, or sit down and study your newsfeed. Study the explore page on Instagram. Study the bios of YouTube videos. Study the tweets that go viral. Like, spend more time studying and starting to identify patterns. This is something I do every single week. I have hours blocked off for studying, researching, identifying patterns, etc. It is one of the most important parts of my business. And now, after years, I finally know what to look for. And it's been an incredible thing. It took me a long time to understand what I was looking for. But I will say that we can help to shorten that learning curve for you guys. If you want, I can give you 365 content ideas based on what has performed for me and for my clients over the years. And you can start to even identify through those content ideas which ones are working and why they're working. So we can shortcut the process for you. If you want to grab that, go to socialmediasecretstrategies.com or go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you can grab my 365 content ideas and start putting time in, invest some time on really understanding what content and copy actually gets results for you. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.